So we're talking this week about being part of the penultimate week before the new liturgical year and how we might prepare ourselves for the beginning of the liturgical year, which starts on the first Sunday of Advent, which is the Sunday after Thanksgiving this year, as it often is, but not always. And so how are we going to prepare for that entire new set of seasons that we celebrate our faith around, especially during this time? And we talked yesterday about the worst sin in the Bible and how we may address that in our life to see if it is there and how we might change that. So we're looking at a few things this week, and a lot of it, again, has to do with the reality of this coming liturgical year, preparing ourselves for it, looking back at our last liturgical year, this past year, which we're still in the midst of, which is probably the worst one we have ever gone through, and kind of understand everything within context. My name is Father Robert J. Carr. I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, and I welcome you to our broadcast, The Voice of St. Anthony Parish here in Alston, which appears here on WRL at 9:50 a.m., 100.3 FM at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, every single Monday through Friday. So welcome to our broadcast, and we are here. And then after the show airs, you can hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can also contact the show. You can donate the show if the show is touching your heart. You can also read our blog. You can do all kinds of things at CatholicAudioMedia.com. And just a program note, we have two shows on the air on here. We have one on WEZE, completely different program from midnight to 3 and midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning, not 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. Midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning. And those two shows are now separated into two different podcasts, both of which you can find at CatholicAudioMedia.com. But you can also check out the podcasts there as well. So you can hear the two. And I think what I might do is I might run them as I have been consecutive or concurrently on the same original podcast while I slowly put everything over the second. But you can see everything at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, in any case, we're talking about preparing ourselves for the new liturgical year. And one of the things that we saw yesterday was that the worst sin in the Bible is always idolatry. And let's be straightforward. You can pick all kinds of sins that you will find in the Old Testament, even those that are called abominations, and there's quite a few of them, by the way. Most of them, by the way, have to do with money. I don't know if you knew that, but most of them have to do with money. One of the abominations in the Bible is lending money at usury, which is high interest. That's an abomination. But we look at those, but still, the number one sin in the Bible is idolatry. Any form of idolatry we have to get rid of from our lives. And one of the ways we can find out if we have idolatry in our life is if we put anything above our relationship with Christ. That is always a form of idolatry. Always. So in other words, I'll give you a classic example. Now, this might get people upset, and maybe they'll write, and they're, oh, you know, this is it. Before the coronavirus hit, and it's important to look at this, if you're not able to go to church, take that as asking what you will do when the coronavirus goes away. Will you go back to church? There's a reason for that. One of the signs that the Lord used to get people's attention in the Old Testament, and that's putting that very diplomatically, by the way, is preventing them from hearing the word. Anything that prevents you from being in contact with the Lord and his church in the Old Testament was a sign that the Lord is trying to get your attention. So keep that in mind. So that said, when the coronavirus is over, will your habits be different in regards to church then than they were prior? Let me give you an example, as I was about to do. Very simple. Were there things that prevented you from going to church because, well, you know, I'm just too busy right now. We have this that we have to do every Sunday. Therefore, we can't make it to church. Therefore, you know, when this passes, whatever this may be, this is before the coronavirus, could be your education, sports, could be hobbies, practices, anything you can find. Well, when this is over, we're going to start going back to church. That's putting something above the Lord. Very simple, putting something above the Lord. Let that get your attention. And think about that and come to understand. Let that get your attention. So now that you've done that and that's gotten your attention, think about that when this coronavirus thing is over. Now, a lot of people are really much afraid for the new administration, whether or not we will have freedom of religion. And that's something to look at. If we will have freedom of religion, what is it that is saying to us, and how do we understand that within maybe something God is saying to us? Now, nothing says we're not, but a lot of people are afraid that we won't. Time to look at what our relationship with God is. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And we are here every single Monday through Friday. We'll be right back right after this. Have you wanted a plan of Bible reading but didn't know which readings to check out or even where to begin? Well, how about looking at the church's daily readings? You can find them at the website of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. Just go to bible.usccb.org and click on the date that pops up on that page. There are other options on that page as well. That is bible.usccb.org, and click on the date and you will see the daily readings for your own prayer and Bible study. This is a prayerful tip from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Do you have any thoughts on what topics we should cover here? Do you have any issues you would like to address here? Any thoughts or whatever, even questions that you would like us to answer? Or would you like to audition for a volunteer segment? Then write our program at producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. That's producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. And let us know what topics you'd like to discuss about your Catholic faith, and we'll consider them. And if they are fit for the show, we will put them in. producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. And don't forget, we now have two podcasts over there, one for our morning show and one for our afternoon show. CatholicAudioMedia.com, CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, we are talking right now about those things we have to look over prior to when the coronavirus hit, and now what's going to happen after the coronavirus goes away, and how we are going to address that within how we lived our faith then, how we're living our faith now, and how we will live our faith in the future. And remember one of the things I said, and we've been talking about this week, the worst sin in the Bible is any form of idolatry. Anything you put above the Lord is a form of idolatry. So idolatry doesn't just mean necessarily going to visit a psychic. It means any form of putting something above, you know, more important than God is a form of idolatry. So kind of looking at that, what changes need we to make in our lives when the coronavirus goes away, whenever that may be, whether it's in 2 weeks, whether it's in 6 months, or whether it's in 100 years, which hopefully it isn't that long. But, you know, these are things we need to look at. And also, what habits do we have in our life? One of the most important things we really need to understand is our role is to allow the Lord into our lives and to allow the Lord to change us in drawing us closer to Him. Now, one of the issues that I have with some forums within Catholicism in the Catholic media is you will hear our faith addressed strictly in rules. And you hear that in various places, and I absolutely I can't tell you how much I hate that. And the reason why I say that is because what we're really called to do is be in touch with the Lord, to be people of prayer, and to allow the Lord to transform us so we're not following rules, we're choosing to love Christ as he calls us to love him, which would involve doing what the rules say, but it's not about following rules. So, you know, you'll hear people say, well, you know, people need to know this is the rule and they need to follow the rule. Okay, but that doesn't mean anything if you don't have a relationship with Christ because you're just following the rules because that's the rule. And that doesn't mean anything. What we really need to do is we need to understand that that relationship with Christ, making Christ the center of everything we do, allows us to live the rule and beyond. And we're going to live the rule not just because it's the rule, but we're going to live the rule because we want to draw closer to Christ. That's always got to be what we need to do. So this is that time to look at how we haven't drawn closer to Christ and how we want, when this coronavirus goes away and during this interim time, draw closer to Christ, how we want to change our prayer life, how we want to develop a new devotion. You've heard the ad not only about Bible reading, which you heard a few minutes ago, but you've also heard the ad that I've done on the air about doing adoration in your home because it's not available in your church because of the coronavirus. And that's the one about doing adoration through YouTube. There's also other websites, Catholic websites, that offer adoration as well. But a lot of them use simulcast, in a sense, on YouTube. So that's why it's easy to find that. But in any case, this is our time to ask the Lord, and that's the best way to do it. Lord, show me what changes you want me to make in my life. And he's not going to show up in your bed that night and go, you know, standing at the foot of your bed that night and going, this is what I want you to do, and then tomorrow I'm going to do it. No, and that's not going to happen. But you'll eventually start seeing, oh, okay, this is something I want to change in my life. This is something I want to change. This is how I want to be here. And that's what's going to change. You're going to start seeing your attitude change. So keep those prayers in mind and do seek to grow closer to Christ. Make sure you are attending Mass online. If you're not going to church because of the virus, that's fine. Make sure you are attending Mass online because you want to be faithful to how the Lord is calling you. And let's look at over the next week how we have to change for the upcoming year. We're going to talk to Sister Helena Burns. We're going to have Sister Helena Burns tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, various ways to contact us. And if you have been touched by our program, a way to show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. It's updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com.